I know, I'm just boycotting your whole job now.
That's right.
Justin's crying, guys.
As usual.
What's everyone been watching lately?
Oh, my God.
Get ready to drink.
Okay. Yes. We've been watching Around the World in 80 Days with
David Tennant.
Oh.
And, okay, so...
I didn't even know about it. It's
so,
a series.
Review,
yeah, BBC.
To me, it was a bit dry, and it came across like young Indiana Jones. Boy's Own Adventure kind of stuff. But Around the World in 80 Days is a Jules Verne story.
Yeah, yeah.
And at the very end of the series, they say, oh, we hear that there's a submarine down south destroying ships or something. Like, so you know what they're going to do next.
There's
a season two, and we're all saying, why would there be a season two of Around the World in 80 Days? They've arrived back in London. They've got their
stories done.
It's a closed story. They're going on with the rest of the Jules Verne series.
They're not going to... Yeah, and then it's going to be, oh, there's someone who's got an expedition to go into the centre of the earth.
That's
you know?
It.
And,
that's
and
it.
Yada, yada,
it,
yada.
It could be, really.
It could,
it's going to
be
better.
Up,
it could be burning
could
on
ridiculous. Really this could be really good, I thought. The follow-ons, I think, could actually really make... Get good.
There's a lot of potential, which I was quite excited. And I love the characters, the three characters.
Angus's face, he's like preparing to drop a bombshell.
Okay, Angus.
Oh, no. Everyone else can go first. I don't mind.
No, Angus, you go
really
next now.
What have you been watching? Okay,
why have I not been a part of this? He's Googled it.
I've been watching awful 80s schlock fantasy.
Oh, yes. I was complicit in this.
Yes.
In fact, I've been helping him.
So, I watched
a
movie
future episode?
Called Atoll the Fighting Eagle.
Yes. Atoll the Fighting Eagle.
Atoll the Fighting Eagle.
Yeah.
Which...
These are movies, by the way.
These are feature movies.
Is this what you were kind of talking about?
Cinema.
Nazis from Mars or something?
It's schlock of that level. Don't worry.
It is of that level, yes. Yeah. Terrible
which
stuff.
Which starts basically with the prophesized individual being born sort of thing and the evil empire sending troops out to kill the infant sort of thing. And so it opens up with just a whole bunch of women and infants being hacked to death by swords. And then, like, it cuts to the child's grown up now. And is in love with his sister, who was in the adopted family sort of thing, but he doesn't know he's been adopted, and is asking his own father...
This is King Arthur, isn't it?
...the blessing father's blessing to marry his sister. And I'm like, that is so bad. It's so schlock.
But the acting in all these is awful.
It's so bad.
Is the kind of stuff that would be parodied in Mystery Science Theatre 3000?
No. Oh, this would be parodied in just about everything under the sun. Mm. There's a part halfway through the movie that, like, the midway complication is that he gets kidnapped by a tribe of women who then fight each other for the privilege to have sex with him.
I was going
to
say, I've watched
the new leader.
Snooze.
And I'm like, oh my God, it's so, yeah.
No. It sounds dire. Mm.
It was awful.
Exquisitely awful.
So,
I could see.
So bad.
It was awful. You should try it.
Just listing some of the movies here. Atoll the Fighting Eagle, which is just atrocious. Battle Beyond the Stars, which is horrible stuff. It's so sexist, by the way. It's really awful.
A lot of this
Conan
stuff.
Conan the Barbarian, Conan the Destroyer, Deathstalker.
Is this the Conan Barbarian one with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
There's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes, yeah. Original content.
Heavy Metal, which is actually kind of good.
But again, very sexist.
Very sexist, yeah. Krull the Conqueror. Because
I've heard of some of these.
Original name.
I've heard of Krull. I've heard of Heavy Metal.
I saw Krull the Conqueror.
There's Labyrinth, of course. In the mix. Lady Hawk.
Oh, Lady... What list are you reading from?
These are 80s fantasy...
I thought you were saying bad 80s fantasy movies, and I'm like, what?
This is the schlock.
This is the schlock. Legend, of course. Red Sonja, Spellbinder... Which is,
the original Spellbinder.
The Beastmaster.
Beastmaster was the one I was thinking of. Yeah.
The Sword and the Sorcerer, which has the most ridiculous sword in it on the planet. And, of course, Willow.
They're rebooting Willow.
They're rebooting Willow.
It's got Warwick Davis in it. So
we,
some of them are
research
on...
Purposes.
Research purposes.
A lot of them are on Disney+.
Yeah.
So just shows who owns them.
So I actually got those legitimately for research purposes because I'm writing up a novel. It was one of the kind of settings that I wanted it to have that slightly schlock feeling from time to time and that.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
Baylor's been watching something different, apparently.
I have not been watching any of that, actually. No. I've got taste.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm going to start off with the things that we've either all watched or we know about, and then I'll move on to the thing that I actually desperately want to talk about, because I adored this movie and I think everybody needs to watch it. So I've been watching terrible 90s movies. Things ranging from The Addams Family.
Yep. Because you never watched fantastic. That back in the day,
no,
though, did
I
you?
Did. I realised, I started watching it, and I'm like, yes, I have seen this before. It was fantastic.
Yes.
I know I've seen some of it before, but I hadn't seen the one with Tim Curry in it, which I
thought you said you had. That was the only one you had watched.
No, that's the one that I started watching and stopped watching.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Raul Julia is...
Casper the Friendly Ghost, yeah. Obviously.
Sure. I watched it at the movies when I was
I haven't seen 60 Rebel or something like that.
Oh,
it's bad.
Going through a rewatch of random stuff. Mm-hmm. I had a bit of a down day yesterday, so I was like smashing through Daria, obviously, because it's that time of the year. But the movie that has been brought to my attention that I loved is called Honor Roll or Honor Society.
Honor Society. Yeah.
Honor Society. Mm. Hands down, an amazing chick flick. A teen drama sort of thing. It is so darn good. It's not funny. So it's got...
I feel like I know this one.
It's got... What's his name?
It came out earlier this year.
So it's earlier this year. I thought it was a 90s one.
This one's new.
The guy from Stranger Things. Dustin. Stranger Things.
Yes.
I can't remember the actual
Dustin
actor's Milliken. Name.
What's his surname? Dustin...
You're like, don't look at me. I don't know.
I know it when
I heard it. But his character is so well done. It's very LGBTQI+.
Lovely.
It's very just accepting of everybody in every form that they take. It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. And it's very clever as well. So it's supposed to be about this woman. Well, the story is about this girl who really wants to get out of her town and she wants to go to a really good college. And so she goes, I've got X amount of people that I've got to contend with to get a really good reference to go to a good college. And when she basically allows the counselor to kind of sexually flirt and harass her in order for him, who went to one of these colleges and has a friend in amongst the board, to write her a really good recommendation. Because she's like, that's the only way I'm going to get it. And you watch this person think outside the box in ways that she can ruin other people's lives and instead just makes them better.
Aww.
And it is damn adorable.
Oh, that's nice then.
I strongly suggest watching it. They do like a little drama show at the end with Queen Mary Elizabeth. I don't know what number precedes that.
No, it's Elizabeth the First.
Oh, it is Elizabeth the First, sorry. And it's a man, a very tall, lanky drama man, and he's playing her and dancing around on stage. And it's beautiful. Like, just the idea of all of this and then talking about, like, how they...
So this is a movie or a TV
show? This is a movie.
Oh, movie.
This is a movie.
I thought it was a series.
It's it's really good. It's so good.
Nice.
I cried afterwards.
Aww.
I cried during it. I loved it. I love the youth and I love whoever decided to come out with that mastermind of a thing because it is so good.
Lovely.
That, and Babel's recently jumped onto, it's not, is it College Humor?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you want to get something good in you? Jump onto Dropout College Humor. It is fantastic. I'm happy to plug it.
They have a subscription service.
They have a subscription service.
Of their own where they do comedy TV shows.
There's a few clips of them that have been floating around YouTube of their improvisational quiz show.
So they've got this show called Game Changer, which I absolutely adore, where the game changes every single episode. And they bring on three different contestants from the College Humor group and they answer questions or they make up stuff on the fly. It's really good.
They've basically got to figure out how to get points in the game.
Yeah.
Otherwise, points at the end.
There's a Survivor episode, which is hilarious.
I've seen a clip from them where they're trying
you got to watch the whole entire thing. But mostly there is a person, a writer, actor, improviser, who does Dimension 20 stuff. His name is Brennan Lee Mulligan.
Yes.
And he is an evil genius.
Yes.
Like, legitimately.
All the clips I've seen of him, amazing.
Oh, hands down, amazing human being. He's, like, forward thinking, but also will make you cry.
Like, he DMs a whole heap of things and his players will sit there and go, ah, yes, this is wonderful. One of them will be crying as he just sort of breaks them emotionally, and then 5 minutes go by and then he'll break another person emotionally while the rest of the table's going, it's been 5 minutes, man. It's been 5 minutes. It's so good. 10 out of 10.
He did an episode of Critical Role where he hosted it, which is a very famous web Dungeons & Dragons game. The first character, he introduces them and basically says, okay, do you want to describe your character? As you do so, list
like
these details, but I'd like
it if you could keep in mind that your bleeding blood is coming from your mouth.
He said, when you do so, keep in mind that your mouth is full of blood. Describe your character, go. And everyone was just like, what? Because none of them, like, half of them hadn't played with them before, and the rest of them like, yep, this is pretty standard, and the rest of them like, what the hell have we just walked into?
Other times characters will go to do something, like one was reaching through some drapes and he just goes, now just out of curiosity, do you think your character's, like, where do you think the weakest point on your character's arm would be? Do you think it'd be the shoulder or the elbow? As a monster was going to rip it off or break it. And people were just like, no, you can't, stop. Anyway, that's me done.
Okay.
Recently, we watched
Around the World.
But before that, all of Stranger Things. So
all of Stranger Things.
Yeah. We watched
No spoilers.
And
right from the beginning.
Yes.
So good. I really reappreciated just how good Stranger Things is. It's fantastic.
Because I guess you've probably been hearing the hype all this time and not realize, not knowing what that hype is.
No,
and
then, I have watched it before.
Oh, you had. Oh,
there's
so
a,
you just
a
went,
rewatch.
So you went
re-watch.
Back and rewatched everything and then watched it.
Rather than just go straight into
because
the new
so
series.
Long
we went,
since
right.
the previous series. We thought I just wanted to refresher. I've been meaning to rewatch it anyway, and it was better than I remembered. It was like going when you rewatch it. It's just
so
good,
well written. But they need to do like a non-gore edit, I think. Or we need to at least.
Yeah.
I can't watch the gore, but I've watched it all heavily edited. Like, don't watch this bit. Close your eyes.
Okay,
episode one.
Close your eyes,
open
your eyes,
close
your eyes,
open
your eyes.
Amusing experience.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
look around
the
moment.
I think
my
turn.
Lisa.
So there's two things we've been watching. One, I discovered a few days ago and I've pretty much ripped through the first season. So I think you guys may be all out of the demographic, but this is my demographic. So in the 90s, there was an Australian TV show, used to be on after school, called The Girl from Tomorrow.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, you've heard of it.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
Yes. It's on Stan, and I loved it when I was a kid,
I
went back and rewatched it, and it is freaking awesome. It's a kid's show, and
the
it's Australian.
Yes.
And so basically, it's this girl. She lives in the year 3000 in Australia. Sometime in the year 2500, there was a huge global catastrophe, and something happened, and basically a whole heap of the planet or the world, there was this huge thing and it caused this big catastrophe. So then she lives in the year 3000. Everyone's gone a little bit more back to nature. They're using these gadgets on their brains to heal people and do all of this. Really, it's like a utopian society. One of her guardians goes back in time to the year 2500 to find out what went wrong, comes back as a hostage because this scary dude from the 2500 has taken a hostage. He grabs this girl, Alana, and takes her back to the year 1990. And goes, oh, well,
I
can't conquer. Modern day. So he's like, I can't conquer the year 3000. I'm going to go back to the year 2000 and try my luck. So he ends up in 1990. She ends up there as well. And they both kind of go their own separate ways. She's trying to find her time capsule to go back to 3000. And this guy, Silverthorn, which is John Howard, who you would not former prime minister, but actor who you would recognize from.
He would actually be dangerous.
You'd recognize him. He's been in so many Australian shows that he's a mainstay, but he looks a lot younger and he has a ponytail and it's disturbing. But yeah, so he's then gone and he's using the time capsule and all of the newspapers and database documentation from the day and basically just makes a shitload of money and just like rides around in a limo and tries to do all of this stuff. So that's where I'm up to at the moment.
Two seasons.
It's two, yeah. And so then the first season is set in 1990, and then I remember the second season, they end up in the year 2500, but I don't remember much about it. So I've just banged through about most of the first season in like 2 days, and it's just so good. It's hitting. It's dodgy. It's shocking. There's a lot of people that you would recognise from 80s television, from Australian television, but not know where they're from. But it's really good. Mm. Another show I've been watching is a show called Nosferatu, which is written by Joe Hill.
Is it a series or a movie?
It's a series. Yeah. It's a series. We're up to season two at the moment. It's written by Joe Hill, who is Stephen King's son, and also wrote Lock and Key, and a few, I don't know if anyone's watched Lock and Key. Yeah. This is another graphic novel that he did, and it's got Zachary Quinto as the bad guy. What's his name? Silas from Heroes. Yes, and Spock from the Star Trek movies. And he plays this evil dude in an old-fashioned Rolls Royce who kidnaps children and takes them to Christmas land, and it's a horror. It's really cool. But it's the teenager in it. It's like she's set in Boston, and she's basically, she same as like we said before, she's got big dreams. She's an artist. She wants to go to an art school, but it's basically like her parents have been working cash under the table their whole lives. They've not filed a tax claim in decades, and they're like, you can't put her. She's like, I could apply for this scholarship and I could get in on a free ride, and they're going, no, because then if you do that, the tax man will come after us. And they're like, just don't have any dreams. Just, you're going to be living here your whole life. Just don't aim too high. And it's just like, it's just really, this girl is just incredible. So so it's got the horror element, but then it's also got the human element. And the girl who plays the main character is just such a great.
Is this called Nos 4A2?
Yes.
Oh my God, it's in elite spec.
That's the registration on this Rolls Royce. So that's where that's come from. But I'm assuming that's got
Nos 4A2.
Yeah.
I'm assuming Joe Hill thought it was very clever when he did it, I'm sure. It doesn't really have anything to do with Nosferatu.
Yeah.
So it's not about vampires?
No, not at all.
Not about vampires.
Not about someone called Zod? No, Nosferatu Zod? I'm thinking of a TV series. Sorry, it was an in-joke. I got it, though.
You're in with yourself.
But what's the description you've got there? Is that IMDb or something, is it? Highly recommend if you like a little bit of horror.
No.
Thanks
for not suggesting that.
But it's actually, the storyline's actually really good.
She has a supernatural ability to track the seemingly immortal Charlie Manx. Manx feeds off the souls of children and deposits what remains of them into Christmas land, a twisted Christmas village of Manx's imagination, where every day is Christmas.
Sounds cool.
It is really good.
The horror.
Soulless children.
I'd had it on our list since we got Prime, and it's taken a long time for us to actually sit down and watch it, and we got into it.
If you're Amazon Prime, have you been watching the new War of the Rings series?
No, Adrian wants to watch it. See, I'm not a Lord of the Rings person. But he saw it the other day and went, oh, there's a new Lord of the Rings show. Why didn't you tell me? And I'm like, because I don't want to watch it.
Yeah. Rings of Power. Thinking of the video
game. And the new Game of Thrones. Is that
House of the Dragon?
It's getting well reviewed.
We're gonna have to watch that soon.
Alex, what have you been watching?
The only series I've been able to watch consistently in the past couple of months has been Lower Decks. Just because
it's so nice. Isn't it so good?
Yes. The stuff I mean. Basically, this is available, I'm going to watch it later. But one series that I found for nefarious means because this is... because, like, a couple of weeks ago, Warner Brothers and Discovery merged and decided to cancel a lot of series. Yep. So basically they just took them off of platforms because it's cheaper.
Didn't they just drop, like, 90% of Nickelodeon or something like that?
Not that severely. They don't own Nickelodeon, they own Cartoon Network. But yeah, Cartoon basically... I'm putting off watching is Infinity Train just because I like the first series and there's heard so much lore and backstory that's coming through the rest of the series that I'm interested in. I just haven't had a chance to watch it until now. So people are going, okay, you can't watch it any other way. So here's Google Drive of all the episodes.
Yeah.
This is the only way to watch it now. And so give me like a weekend or two and I'll watch them all, but I just haven't been putting it off.
Hopefully. Have you seen the Bee and Puppycats coming out on...
Yeah, I heard that as well, It's another series I need to get into watching.
I feel like you'd love Bee and Puppycat. I feel like it's wholesome and right up here.
Yeah, I mean, I saw the episodes they had on YouTube.
Yeah.
Or the pilot episode or whatever it is. Yeah.
Didn't we end up talking about that when we were talking about Cat Dog?
Yes, I think we did.
Yeah. I was like, why do I feel like I know this puppy cat?
Oh, because being puppy cat deserves a plug every single
day. Yeah. We also watched Midwich Cuckoos recently. Yeah.
I saw that advertised.
Yeah,
that's on...
It was pretty good.
It was okay.
It's on Stan, I think.
But, you know, you might as well watch the movie. It's the same storyline.
No, it's an adaptation of a book.
Yeah, true.
I'll throw something at you. It's an adaptation of a book.
And it's so that means that it's a John Wyndham book, then. Isn't it?
Yes. I never got into Midwich Cuckoos anyway, which I think, what was it called when
Village
it was a movie?
Village of the Damned.
Village of the Damned.
I watched both of those prior to it.
And my parents made me watch Day of the Triffids when I was young, and that never did anything for me. But I've got the Book of the Chrysalids by John Wyndham, and I think it's just incredible. And I don't know if there's a proper adaptation of it. I just don't.
Chrysalids, I don't think there has been.
Yeah, and I don't know why, because I love it.
There's been plenty of Day of the Triffid adaptations. Yeah. But yeah, I think The Chrysalids is just a really beautiful book.
I've only read Day of the Triffids.
Yeah.
But our grade five teacher.
The Chrysalids was the Doctor Who episode of it. Was the Day of the Triffids Doctor Who episode. It was called The Chrysalids. I'm 90% sure,
Funny about that.
Yeah, our grade five teacher read us Midwich Cuckoos, which on watching the TV series, well, it's really disturbing that our school teacher read this to us when we were 11 years old or 10 years old. Was it 9, 10? Same age as the kids.
Yeah.
Was she trying to send us a message? Anyway.
They all got together and simultaneously said, we don't like this story. Okay, I guess that's the end of our episode. Thank you very much. And good night from the Cult TV Club.